meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Go. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah.
Do we ever leave this room?
Nope.
It's just like one.
I remember.
It's like connecting the dots.
Yeah, you know? I just blinked my eyes and here we were.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's so lavish in here.
Yeah.
I miss it each time I'm gone. Well, we got two topics to talk about. We got the war, and I've got an ant problem.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
In your which house?
The Hollywood house. And I'm now starting to think that I live on some sort of sacred ant burial ground or something.
Oh, no, we do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's some. Yeah, absolutely.
It's because I got ants, and the thing about ants is, even you know they're getting into the garlic powder now. It's like they have no reason to be in my kitchen.
Yeah, in my clothes. I found it in my clothing.
Yeah, it's great. It you go mad. You slowly go mad. Like you know, you come into the kitchen. It's like, who put this yogurt cap down on the counter?
Yeah.
Who did this?
Yeah.
And you're like, honey, did you put this down? Yeah, I did. I was just, the phone rang. Don't ever do that. You start crying and wringing your hands. And you start getting weird because the ants are driving you nuts.
This is it's the Southern California thing. This is Southern California's version of mosquitoes. The little black ants that come in by the trillions. Cords of them.
Yeah.
100 ants thick.
Yeah.
Marching along.
And depending on what the hell's going on with the lunar cycle.
Yeah.
Or the biorhythms or the
earthquakes
vibrations or something, they sometimes get frenzied.
Yeah.
Like, there's times when I can take a cupcake and cover it with brown gravy and just set it on the middle of the counter with a warm lamp over it and just sit there for months.
Yeah, they don't find it.
No. Eventually one of my stone friends will eat it.
Yeah.
But then there are times when just a little piece of fat or meat or something fall on the ground. You come in and there's a frenzy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like attacking. Sharks in a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, a billion of them. Billion.
Yeah, and they're whipped up.
Yeah.
And when they get whipped up, they just, you'll see stray ones just wandering aimlessly but frantically, you know, walking up the side of the bathroom, shower curtain. It's like they get them, so they're like some sort of Zulu tribe or something. Once they get going, and then they calm down, and a year goes by, you don't see any of them.
Well, I've had some major, major ant problems. We have an ant guy that comes once a month.
You do?
Doesn't do a goddamn thing.
No, they don't
so
do anything.
I went around, I had to take this in my own hands, went outside and discovered that, you know, we have all those pines and aspen trees?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a giant army of ants climbing up. Every tree.
Well,
there's a billion ants in every tree.
Let me tell you, the Corollas have declared it open season on ants now.
Good luck.
I'm a killing machine.
It's going to make it even crazier, I swear
killing
to God.
Killing machine. I kill them with my hands. I kill them with my feet. I urinate on them if they're you know, in the sink where it's convenient. I hit them with a Windex, which works nicely.
There's lots of Windex.
And I just spray everything all the time. But it's great. I'm spraying the Windex, you know, directly over the coffee pot, you know, and then, you know, I'm going to die of Windex poisoning in a couple of weeks. But they're just, they're like crazed. I don't know what they want. Yeah. Even when I then eliminate everything that they could possibly want,
they're back.
They just start eating elements of food. Like they start eating salt and like taco seasoning now. It's like I've eliminated all the meats, all the juices, all the sweets, all the everything, and they're on everything.
What's even stranger, we have dried cat and dog food out all the time for animals, right?
Yeah.
Twice a year, consume, they just hack it.
Right.
And the rest of the time it just sits there.
I can find out the psychology behind ants.
Somebody must know.
I can't understand them. All I know is every time I see one alone, I label it a scout and must kill it. This one is a scout. Oh, here's another scout. Uh-oh, here's an army of a million scouts coming to me. It's like, I've just decided every ant is a scout, and that's what makes it okay to put my thumb on it. Oh,
and war.
God, they're driving me nuts. And there's no possible way I can get rid of them.
Well, it just...
Here's the thing. The ants have to decide to leave me alone. That's all there is.
You can just seek refuge in the thought that should there be some sort of, you know, God
dirty
forbid,
bomb or something else,
they'll be fine.
The ants will be fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah. They'll have no difficulty. All right. So we got a war breaking out. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And let's talk to, although It's not really. I don't really look at it as a war. It's just we got to go over there. We got to mop up. We got to take care of a little mess over there in the Middle East, and then we'll be back. I don't think anyone really looks at it as a war. Maggie, you're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. Here's the thing. Like every time I meet like a guy or something, I can't really tell if he's ever like interested. I can never like get anybody to like make the first move or anything like that.
Never had a boyfriend?
No.
You ever give them a phone number?
No. Well, I don't really know how. Like,
yeah, do you not have a lot of social experiences?
Well, I do, but just not like with guys.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, by the way, I just remember Crank Yankers on tonight. For those of you who are hearing the show,
are you ever going to tell me when I'm
Crank Yanker
Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock, hey. Comedy Central, new episodes. Mm-hmm.
Are you ever telling me when I'm going to be on that?
Yeah, everyone can watch every week and then find out. Of course, leave this show on.
Of course.
What's the furthest you've gotten with a guy, Maggie?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Never kissed a guy?
No.
Mm. You're fat.
Oh, Drew, please. Are you fat?
But that's not it.
No. How do you look?
I'm really tall. I'm 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
I have long blonde hair, like down to my lower back.
Hold on a second. All right, keep going.
I have green eyes and fair skin. I'm not fat. I mean,
uh-oh.
I'm not like Costa Flockhart material, but I'd say I'm pretty normal.
All right, a little husky. What do you weigh?
Like 170.
All right.
Not a Clarissa Flockhart. But 5'11 would still be 78 pounds.
Maybe we're ruined because we're from Southern California here, Drew. But first off, 5'11, 170 on the radio in defense of body is 5'9 and 7/8 and 181. When gals start getting into good, you know, sort of junior varsity inside linebacker size, you know, high school size, that's big. Now, doesn't mean you're fat per se, but 170, and I'm guessing that means at least 175, so it's a decent sized gal for a lot of guys.
Very interesting that Calista Flockhart would be what she'd refer to.
Well, she's making an example that she's not.
Not quite, she said.
Thin.
Not quite that.
Well, Maggie?
Yeah.
All right, baby doll.
That's not true. I'm so 5'11.
All right, you're 5'11. But you're closer to 180 than you are to 170.
No.
Okay, here's all I'm saying. And I know this sounds horrible, and I don't want to give you an eating disorder, but I will say that if you were 5'11, 145, you would definitely get asked out more than if you're 5'11, 185.
But don't you think it should be about like more than that?
No,
I mean, I know.
Not for 20-year-old guys. That I'm telling you the way it is. I'm not telling you it's a good thing. I'm not telling you that, you know, there's nothing wrong with guys and the world shouldn't change. But this is the way it is. And if you want to get some dates, it would help if you got down a couple pounds. Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Well,
what else do you need? Why is that unacceptable to you?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I know people, like, friends of mine who I definitely are, like, I don't know, like, heavier than me who get dates and stuff.
Well, it's not that the chunksters don't date. It's like we're talking about increasing your odds.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now, Maggie could be sort of on the cusp here. Maybe if she got heavier,
she'd get a black guy. Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, well, here's what you're saying. You're calling this show and you're saying, I'm having a problem.
Yeah.
I'm not having guys come up and ask me out on a date.
Because it's not, if guys are interested, they will ask you out, period. But you don't have to worry about doing anything.
That's
except
right.
Learning how to say no.
That's right. So here's what I'm saying. You're saying I'm having a problem. I want guys to ask me on a date. You seem like a nice person.
Yeah.
You seem like an intelligent person. You have blonde hair and green eyes. You're tall. The only thing I can think of that's standing in between guys asking you on a date might be a little extra weight. And if you want them to ask you or you want to increase, there's no guarantees. And there's thin people that never go on any dates and there's fat people on dates. But if you're just playing the odds, you lose 30 pounds.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can ignore it. I'm just telling you, if you want guys to ask you out, that's how guys work.
I know. But, all right. I mean, like, guys have, like, talked to me before, you know, and, like, definitely had a lot of, like, stares.
Yeah, well, they're not saying no one is ever interested ever. I'm just saying
if you want
more guys to come in and make
it's up to you. You know,
you don't have to do it.
It's up to you, Meg. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean a guy isn't going
to
do it.
Nor should you feel bad about yourself. It's just you're looking to find something that makes it better for you in this one sphere. Well, that's something you can change if you want. If you don't want to, fine. That's up to you.
All right,
but don't expect things to change then.
All life is this way, unfortunately. I mean, it's like, You want a better chance of the judge letting you off. You put on a tie before you go into court.
It's about accepting reality.
True, you gotta whack the mic with your coffee mug every night. Interesting. You can't move the mic from your mouth before the coffee mug goes in your mouth.
Doesn't seem that way.
Okay, don't distract me though, Drew. It's yes. Is it make it right that a judge would let a guy in a guy in a making bacon shirt up the river, whereas you with your clip-on tie gets off? No, not right. Is it any guarantees? No. Does it help? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to get off, you do what you can. All right.
So really, mental health is being able to accept reality on its terms.
Daniel or Danelle?
Hey. Hey, Drew and Adam.
What's going on?
Adam, I got to say, you're a god.
Thank you. Is it Danelle?
Yes.
You're 19. What's up?
I wanted to know exactly what age does the penis stop growing?
21.
21?
You having a problem?
No, I just wanted to know.
How come?
I just wanted to know if I would get any bigger.
You have a small penis, you fat.
Drew.
Is it too big? Is it too big?
No, it's too small. It's probably average.
With that voice at 19?
Oh, well, Drew, more stereotyping. You think Danelle is a black man, so how could a black man possibly have a problem with a penis that was too small? It must be too big. Yes, Danelle?
Yeah.
All right. See? I'm always right.
I was right.
How big is it, Danelle?
I would say 5.5, 5.75.
All right.
How big are you?
5'9", 5'10".
No, that's not too bad.
All right.
If you're 6'6", it's tough when it's 5.5". You're fine. You're right in there. Okay. Are you a brother man?
Yeah.
All right. So a little extra pressure there.
I discovered something very interesting down in Panama City, Florida. Some of the African Americans down there educated me that black folks do not use Trojans.
They use
Magnums, and they seek that brand, but they will not use Trojans.
They use Magnums because it sounds like a bigger condom.
I guess. And maybe some of them need it, but it's just got a, I guess,
well,
it's a brand they can, you know, they like.
It's like if you invented a scale that made chicks 10 pounds lighter when they stood on it, don't you think that'd be the number one selling scale?
Or if you called, the scale was called skinny me mine or something, you know. Right.
Somehow when you bought this scale, it was a scale that you could only sell to thin people
or something like that.
You would buy it.
Right.
I mean, everyone likes the idea of the jumbo size condom floating around the glove box or their car or their wallet or what have you.
Right.
And as white guys, it's like, well, who are we kidding? Interesting. Now,
that's fascinating.
How come Trojan doesn't target the black audience like malt liquor does or cool cigarettes?
I asked them that.
You did?
They said they didn't have a clear answer except that they were proud of what they were doing with the Magnums. And I thought, well, why don't you ask them what else they want?
What do you mean? Who makes the Magnums?
Trojan.
Oh. Well.
But the African Americans didn't know that the ones I was talking to had no idea they were Trojan brand.
I had no idea either, by the way you worded that.
Well, you know.
Well, he said, look, the black guys don't buy Trojans. They only buy the Magnums.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like saying they don't buy the Fords. They only buy Chevys or Lincolns.
Yeah.
And it's the same one. Yeah, thanks. Good. Drew, fasten your feet there, buddy, with the Ford and the Lincoln. Austin?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I just need to know from you guys, like, what you guys think the best pickup line is. Like, I need some desperate help, man.
The best pickup line is no pickup line.
What's the problem?
Well, I'm 18. I've never had a girlfriend. Mm. And, like, for some reason, every time a chick finds out that I like her, she, like, just distances herself away from me.
Are you virgin?
Yeah.
I feel the stink of desperation.
Yeah, women can't stand neediness. Needy is the kid brother of clingy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
They're twin brothers.
Well, it starts with needy, and it evolves into clingy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when they meet someone who seems kind of needy, then they're like, this guy's going to be clingy, and I could do better than this. Yeah. Whereas with guys, it's purely visual. Just she looks like the kind of chick that I'd be happy to nail, or she looks like the kind of chick I'd be doing a favor to nail. And that's what we do. The words, the language, the attitude, the disposition, zero. Just that don't factor. It's like putting dust on a scale. Like you're trying to, we have your checks and balances. Like we have the scale of justice, you know. Well, on this side we got ass, and we got boobs, and we got teeth, and we got eyes, and we got height, and we got hair color. And on this side, we got sense of humor, we got personality, we got disposition, we got language skills, we got education. That weighs as much as a toothpick. We put on that side, and everything else is just sacks of bouillon. I don't know why. It just doesn't factor in.
You know it does.
Sad but true.
The reality is, though, it does a little bit
in relationships. One day.
Yes, one day it starts to move in. Yeah. But initially, you're right.
All right, so listen, Austin.
And that's the beauty of man. And if you don't accept that, you're not sort of managing what the reality of what the influence men have come under with their hormones.
I don't know. It's like all of life is this way. It's like I don't know how to tell a guy to get into the ring and not be nervous if he's never had a fight before.
Yeah.
If you can make him feel like he's had 50 fights, he's going to be much better. But how do you make him feel that way if he hasn't? And it's the same thing with this. If you'd been laid 50 times, if you'd had 10 girlfriends, you'd have no trouble. But
part of it is getting the practice ring a bunch of times, and so you got to take the heat off yourself and get into situations where you're around women you kind of like with lots of women.
And you got to just get in and get hit a little bit.
But don't go in for the prize fight right now. Just go in to ask some people out, people you enjoy spending time with, and
get out of your own way and get yourself a little juiced up.
Forget the idea of a pickup line. Women just want you to be present. They want a piece of yourself invested in the conversation.
They just want you to be who you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, not a nervous version of who you are. Not a squirrely or nervous version of who you are.
What do you do? What are your hobbies?
I don't know. I'm really into computers.
Uh-oh.
Stuff like that. I'm not like a computer nerd, but...
Okay. What else do you like?
Hanging out with my friends, chilling.
Hang out at a cyber cafe or something, so you can meet people around those kinds of places.
Are you going to college?
Planning on it.
Where?
I don't know yet. I'm just finishing up my senior year this year.
Right. Well, what about your SATs and your applications? It's March. You should be already applied.
Yeah, I'll probably just start off at a community college.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can score because all you need is something shiny.
Mm.
Puts the women in a trance. They're like a reptile. They have reptilian brains over there.
Mm-hmm.
Think how dumb the broads are in junior college.
Mm.
Oh, my God. But probably much hotter than like a kind of school you went to because, don't take any brains. You know what I'm saying? You go to one of those good schools like Drew went. Drew went to Amherst. They had a bunch of smart chicks, all lesbians.
No.
Bundled up in basically like bubble wrap, right? Just lesbians just wrapped in layers of bubble wrap for the winter?
No.
And you just walk around. Just tons of flannel. All right. Hold on. This guy's going to tell me how to get rid of my aunts.
Oh.
Hey, Marcus.
How are you going?
Hey, I'm going good, except for the goddamn ants have taken over my life.
The fact that you're from Northern California.
I can help you out with your goddamn aunt.
Northern California makes them suspect. You know, there's a Chinese chalk that works really well.
Yeah, see, chalk, that's good, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
No,
they hate chalk. You draw a chalk line, they won't want to cross it.
No, it really works. It works so well, it scares us that we're going to poison our household.
Yeah, they get freaked out by chalk.
All right, well, let me...
It's like a big bouncer, and they have to go back out and find a new way into the house. Because they just want to party in your place.
What kind of chalk?
Like the chalk, you know, they used in school on on the board.
There's a special Chinese chalk that you can get.
Oh, well, that might be even worse.
Chow!
Maybe the specific type of ant. But also, they hate peppermint.
Ooh.
They eat peppermint.
Yes, yeah, so if you get like little peppermints and put them like in the corner or something, they won't go near. Or if you find their nest and put peppermint in there, even peppermint extract, like you can mix it with water.
I found their nest is my kitchen.
No, it's the entire...
Well, that's true. They often nest in kitchens, like underneath the sinks and stuff. But even better, it's the... I know it's rewarding, Adam, to kill them.
Yeah.
But when you do that, it leaves a scent. And they basically, you got to treat it like a homicide. Basically, what happens is...
They come back to collect the dead, don't
they?
Yeah,
they come all out there, and they're, like, checking it out like a crime scene. So you don't want to do that. It's better to vacuum them.
Even if they're dead with ant spray?
Yes, because if the ant spray, they still, you know... The ants are bored. They want to know what happened to their buddy.
I know, but my ants smell like Windex.
Oh, that's bad. Don't use Windex, brother, because it's not going to solve your problem. It's just going to, they're just going to aggravate you.
All right, we're going to go with chalk. We're going to buy my chalk.
Or cinnamon works. Peppermint cinnamon. Works. Chalk works. Even petroleum jelly, you know, that works. But
I know, but I'm listen. First off, I get out petroleum jelly, I beat off.
See, I know. See, you really can't use that. You don't want ants in your petroleum jelly. Yeah,
that's right. And number two, I'm, goddamn if I'm going to spread a barrier of petroleum jelly all around my
kitchen.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. With and chalk. You probably don't want a lot of chalk lines in your house because then you'll think something happened there.
Ooh. How about if I do a chalk outline of a giant dead ant right on the floor and scare them
well,
away?
Then you have a big circle, though. That's a problem.
You just live in that circle, that's all.
True. But if you leave all these peppermints around your house, be careful because you don't want, like, you know, kids coming by and picking them up.
Well, you know, like peppermint, like peppermint candies?
Yes, even that.
They won't go for the sugar in the candy.
They don't usually go for the sugar because you can, and the peppermint candy will last for, like, ever. They just hate it for some reason. But extract.
That's going all over my house.
Where do I got to go?
X-lax, have you said?
Extract.
Extract, peppermint extract.
You know, that works as well.
All right, Marcus, thank you.
All right,
good job.
Thank you.
Hey, he's helping us.
No, I appreciate it. I do, but you know, I know I'm gonna go over to the diner. I'm gonna grab a handful of those peppermint things. I'm gonna start throwing them all over the house, and I'm gonna see the trail of ants walking around them as they're walking past them. You know, now I got this thing.
I think there's that, but you're mostly irritated about the fact that you can't kill the ants anymore.
I'm killing them. Right. Game on. Right. They don't have an infinite supply of ants. I got a lot of time. And I got a lot of Windex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Spray the Windex all over the place, all over my food, all over the seasonings, all over the coffee maker. I'm going to die of Windex poisoning. I'll kill those goddamn ants, yeah?
My friend had that ant problem. They used to go in his freezer, and they just die in the freezer in a giant pile of ants in his freezer.
Really? They would get into his freezer?
Yeah, we had a Holocaust, and they just kept going because they smelled something.
Yeah, we had that too at one point.
And they die.
Yeah. How can they smell stuff in the freezer?
I don't know. They get in there. Oh, you know why? It's like a juice spills and it gets over under the door of the freezer. That's what happened to us.
I'm gonna find where those ants are. I gotta be on an anthill or something. And those exterminator guys, they don't do anything.
It's good for about 36 hours.
All right, I'm gonna get on this.
And your dogs get sick.
Oh, they do. Yeah. All right, we'll take a little break and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew lamenting over his horrible ant problem as well.
Oh, you started me going. I mean,
in his pants.
Yeah.
You know, here's the worst part. Okay, there's two parts you hate about the ants, really. It starts eroding your psyche. You're sitting down, you're watching TV, the lights off in the night. You're thinking about the ants. Next, you know, you think you feel an ant on you. Yeah. You walk around thinking you feel ants.
They'll get in your bed. They will.
Oh, see, Drew? That's what I'm talking about.
They actually get there.
That's
then you
what
stop.
I'm
then it
about.
Stops bothering you. Then you know you're in trouble.
Then you start wondering about stuff like you grind up some coffee, you're drinking some coffee, and you go, I wonder how many ant carcasses I just sucked up there. They get in my salt shaker, too, and I don't see them for a while. I've been shaking it on 3 or 4 meals, and then I see the dead ant in there, and I'm like, man, I wonder how many ants I've eaten. And like I said, me and the old lady, every night now. It's like, you didn't take the... You should have taken the Fresca can. You didn't rinse it out. I did. The ants went for it anyway. Why can't you just throw it in the recycle bucket? Why do you got to leave it in the sink? It's like, she started screaming at me because I left an avocado rind out.
Ooh.
And they went nuts on the avocado.
Oh.
And I was like, hey... Listen, I don't know. They don't eat vegetables. I've never seen them eat vegetables. Well, they're all over the avocado.
And you're yelling
at me about the Fresca.
You know, it bothers us, but the way the female human has evolved, you know, uncleanliness and filth and stuff is, you know, infecting the family kind of thing. They're really bothered by this stuff. Right. I mean, they're, like, flipped out about it.
No.
Yeah, your wife's
not my wife.
Yes, she is.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
She can't cook or sew or do nothing.
Yeah, but I'm sure
that... I got to do all that stuff.
Sewing.
I got a whole... You know how high the pile is on my sewing table
now, Drew?
Oh, I got stuff from last summer piling up there. Dungarees that need mending. No. Women don't know any of that crap anymore. Your wife doesn't cook or sew or clean or anything. They just become... They think they just become glorified secretaries.
She's actually really good at seamstress.
Yeah, yeah. Like she's good at it. She does it once every 9 years.
No, she... no. My daughter's...
She farms everything out of the place. Anita?
Juanita.
Juanita.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? You're 28.
Yeah. My husband and I are having some problems.
Your husband?
Yeah.
All right.
And we're looking for some advice.
All right. Go. What's the question? Hello?
Go ahead.
What's the question?
Well, I just found out recently that he cheated on me.
What's the situation?
Hold on. What's going on in the background?
I'm sorry?
Is this radio show on in the background?
Oh, I'm actually in another room. Yeah, hold on one second.
Mm. You know what's funny is the screen says Anita, and her name is Juanita, but then you realize you don't understand 3 out of the first 10 words she says.
You understand why I screwed that up.
Yeah, now I understand why it says Anita on there. Juanita?
Yes.
All right, did you turn that down?
Yes.
Fantastic. So your husband cheated on you.
Right.
What's the situation? Describe what happened.
Well, it's actually two friends of ours.
Ooh.
And he and I have kind of an open arrangement, and I'm bi.
Yep.
So there was this one of them that she and I were involved for like the last couple of months.
She and you?
She and I, yes.
Well, I don't understand why you would call what your cousin's doing cheating if you guys are both... not in a monogamous relationship.
Well, that was a...
Wait, cousin? I thought you said husband. Did you say cousin, Drew?
I said husband.
No, you said cousin.
No, husband.
I might have. Yeah. Words come out of my mouth sometimes that I don't mean, but...
All right, well, as long as it's not the N-word again.
But why would you consider something cheating when it's within the agreed boundaries of your relationship?
Well, because I found out this past weekend that he had been sleeping with both the girl I was sleeping with, and her sister?
Yeah, but you have an open relationship.
All right, listen, Miss Chaos. Who cares? You're crazy. You live in chaos. What are you nitpicking for? What's the real problem? What happened to you?
Well, that's just about it.
No. What happened growing up?
She was sexually abused.
What happened? You get sexually abused?
No.
Seriously, what happened?
I'm trying to get to it, and the question that I have is we're trying to figure out where to go from here.
No, you're not answering Adam's question.
Okay.
I want to know what happened growing up.
Well, you know, it was pretty much average. Kind of childhood.
No way.
Nah, I don't believe it.
No way.
Where's your dad?
Oh, he's still here.
And he's married to your mom?
Yeah.
What's he do?
He works for his government contractor job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is he drink?
No.
Never beat on you?
No.
And when did you lose your virginity?
Oh, I was 13.
How old was the guy?
19.
17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a little something. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Okay.
Anyway. There's way more here.
There's got to be more. You better hope there's more, Juanita. If there's more, you have an excuse.
Do you take medication?
No.
Were you supposed to at one time?
No.
You have any kids?
No.
Good.
That's good.
No, we're not part of the breeders. No.
Good. Great. Good. Excellent.
Okay, so listen. You have a sort of unintimate, semi-chaotic relationship.
Semi-chaotic.
That you've decided was, here are the ground rules to our relationship. There'll be no ground rules.
Yeah.
And now, those are the ground rules. And now you're sort of angry that your husband stepped outside of a wide, wide boundaries.
But there were, of which there were none.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We don't understand why you consider it cheating when... It's what you agreed he would do.
Well, but you didn't agree that'd be with both these chicks.
Right. Well, we had you know, certain rules to work the way it worked.
But listen, you're bi, right?
Right.
And he gets to screw certain people, but not all of them. Yeah.
Right.
So who cares?
Right.
Does think anyone cares? He didn't do anything. You're both just doing whatever you want to do. You don't have a real relationship.
Right.
Well, I actually have him here. We're both wanting to talk to you.
All right. We'll put him on.
Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
What's your name?
Bob.
Bob, what happened to Juanita?
Growing up.
What do you mean, what happened?
What kind of, how's her parents? How's she get along with her dad?
Her and her dad have a strange relationship.
Yeah.
They can't hug or, you know, tell each other they love each other, but they can make, tell all about the sexual escapades.
Come in,
she talks to her dad about her sexual stuff?
Yeah.
That's bizarre, right?
Yeah. Juanita seems to have some intimacy problems. Do you notice that, Bob?
A lot of chaos in her life.
Yes, definitely some chaos in her life.
Has she ever been hospitalized psychiatrically or anything?
No.
Okay.
Here's the whole thing, and here's why we're picking on Juanita besides her calling. But Bob is got some chaos in him, too, but Bob's just doing what a dude would do if a chick let him do it.
Right. Right, and then you did it, and all of a sudden you've done something bad, even though it was something I guess you'd agreed you might do, right?
Right. Right.
Is she trying to have, is she getting the dog now? No, listen, Bob, no. Bob, look, do you love Juanita?
Yes, I do.
You do. All right.
I got a good book for you. It's called I Hate You, Don't Leave Me. It's about people with certain kind of personality disorder that your wife probably has a pretty good dose of.
I Hate You, Don't Leave Me.
I Hate You, Don't Leave Me is the name of the book.
Yeah, write that down.
And go read that book. It might help you with this a little bit.
But listen, Bob, we're going to let you go, but I'm just going to tell you, Juanita may be the kind of person that's going to say it's okay for you to do X, Y, and Z.
And you do it, and she makes hell for you.
And then there's going to be hell to pay. So if you're in love with her, you guys will think about some therapy for maybe the two of you, and especially for her. And you will not be baited into these traps where you get to nail strange hot
Nor
women.
Nor will you get anybody pregnant.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Juanita was screwed up.
Yeah.
And like I said, Bob deserves some points for participation, but... As I said, this is what guys would do if someone let them do it.
Yeah.
There you go. Lord knows, Drew'd be nailing all the help. He'd be getting the Ant-Man.
Not just some of them?
Just the maid, the au pair, the Ant-Man, whoever came by the house. They'd have to get through your penis before they got into the front door.
Past it, yes.
Oh, past it. Well, I like through it better, actually. Travis?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm suspected my wife has been cheating on me.
Aha.
The past 2 months.
Why?
Just because I feel that she thinks she wants to be lesbian, I guess.
She came to you with this?
No. She's a. One day, I picked her up from work.
Can you understand we're confused? Here's what you just said. My wife's cheating. Why do you think she's cheating? I don't know. Well, maybe it's that she
wants to be a lesbian.
So she came and said this to you? No, she didn't.
Well, see, what happened was is she just left me a few days ago, right?
Well, she did.
She walked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now she's staying with this girl who's pretty manipulative and seductive.
Mm-hmm.
And
with women.
With women, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she, for the past couple months, she's been pushing me away, not wanting to be affectionate, stuff like that.
How long have you been married?
3 years.
Why did she say...
Common law.
Why right. did... Oh.
Common law.
It's common... How long until it's common law in Denver or in Colorado?
It's pretty much if she signs a legal document with my last name.
After a week of living with you or maybe not living with you?
Well, I think after 6 months, I think it's...
You're not sweating the details, are you?
We have a child together.
You have a child together.
Yeah.
Okay, why did she say...
You don't even know if she's your wife. That's the reality here.
Decent point. Yeah, and
right.
She just goes and gets a document and signs it, and you sign it?
Right. Well, it was leased to an apartment, and I was told by a real estate agent that that was the case. But anyway.
Real estate people are like, real estate people are probably second only to, well, actually, it goes publicist. Nazi scientist, car salesman, realtor, on the list of just crappy, horrible people.
Where's lawyer?
I know I have a bad,
attorney's on there
bad
too.
Source of reason yeah. behind that's honestly the least of my worries.
Okay, well look, why did she walk out on you?
Well, honestly, I don't know.
Okay, you don't know.
Well, what's
and
the
did
question?
She did she take the kid?
No, I have my child.
Oh,
all right. Well, I'm not so. I think this
well,
is a very...
sleeping in the same bed with this girl.
Okay. Well, look, here we'll just wrap it up here, Travis. Just like our last call. I suspect that your common-law wife is a troubled person.
Yeah, very. She's had a very traumatic past.
Yes, clearly. And anybody who could walk away from their child and strike up a lesbian relationship.
Problems.
How old is your child?
She's 2 years old.
Or the 2-year-old is a very seriously problem person, a troubled person. Okay, so I don't know if you or should try to get this very troubled person back into your life.
Oh, no, I don't want to. The deal is, I wanted to ask you what women generally do when they're cheating.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you care?
She's cheating.
Let's say she's cheating.
I'm hurting.
Mason jar.
Drew doesn't believe it anymore. I still believe you, buddy.
All right.
Listen.
This is honest, Travis.
Okay. Look. She's a chaotic person.
Right.
I don't know if she's cheating or not. Go ahead and assume she is. Be hurt, and then don't get screwballs pregnant anymore.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Punchline.
Explain some of the trauma that she's experienced.
No, we know it all.
Well, I don't know. it's a very weird pattern.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Following.
Mason John.
She was married also at 16, and she has another child in Vegas.
All right. Yeah, good.
And,
listen, when I'm in charge, I'm going to put bitches like that down.
Well,
you understand? Just like I'm going to put my aunts down when I get home. I'll put chalk around their vagina so penises can't get near it.
There you go.
That's my plan.
But penises hate that chalk.
Penis hate that ant chalk. It's more the sound of the chalk going down on the vulva that the penis can't stand. Listen, I'm going to now make a plea to all the jackasses listening to this show. You boys out there. Stop knocking up crazy women. Stop it. Stop it. Do you understand? This is the source of every ill in this society. Oh, she was married at 16. She got another kid in Nevada. Who's going to look after that kid? Who's taking care of that kid? Who's paying for that kid? Who? Are there enough therapists to take care of all these kids? Are there enough parole officers? Are there enough special schools? Are there enough... Are there enough judges? Are there enough cops? Do I pay enough? Actually, I do pay enough in tax to take care of all these kids. Stop it. Stop knocking up these crazy broads, you idiots. Jesus, stop it. You're destroying your life. You're destroying my life. And you're taking down the whole goddamn country. Now stop it. Bang them fine. Finish in their mouth. Or in their hair. That's Drew's move. But don't finish in them. You're cranking out a bunch of crazy kids, a bunch of crazy broads, and these kids cannot be normal. A, they got the crazy gene in them. B, they got retardo you, the one who thought it was a good idea to bang the crazy broad and have a kid with them, raising them, and they got no mom, or they got crazy mom, or they got foster mom. Mm. It's all bad, so stop it. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Government can't get involved with this, though. Now, yep, you crank out a kid at 16 in Nevada, go ahead and crank out a few more kids. That's fine. Then start a lesbian relationship. Don't want to keep an eye on her, huh? Not someone we're interested in? Really? Sex offenders, we got to follow them around. Anyone who's a threat against society, we try to keep tabs on them.
Harming other people. She's harming somebody. It's her own blood, but she's harming them.
Yes. All right. All right. All right.
There you go.
No. We can't play God. Listen, go ahead and start playing God. And by the way, government, when it comes to playing God, you're over there killing Iraqis now. I call that playing God. Mm. And I'm fine with that. Go play God over there. Go kill Saddam Hussein. That's playing God. And then come back here and play God and start tagging these crazy effed up 14-year-olds that are getting pregnant.
No, not all right.
All right. We'll be back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Blah, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Well, it looks like we're going to war. And Germany and France and many other countries are not supporting us. But like I said, do we care? Germany and France, of all the countries
it's
in the world.
A lot of countries are supporting us, by the way. Australia, Poland, Spain, England. A lot of people are. Yeah. Most of Eastern Europe who aren't going to fall for that. But
we're fixating on Germany and France, and as I said to Drew in the car a few days ago that Germany should not have any vote in anything for about 250 years. I just go home every night, I turn on the TV, and it's like, History Channel presents Hitler's henchmen. And I just sit there and drink red wine and watch, the systematic rounding up of Jews. And they just seen them all getting packed into these cattle cars and taken off and burned as fast as they could put them in. It's like, and we're going to consult them. What do you guys think about this? Oh, I see. Do we really care what Germany thinks? And by the way, they drew the world in the two goddamn world wars in a course of about 19 or 20 years. That's number one, and killed countless millions of people. Then in the middle of one of the world wars, we're attempting to exterminate basically a race of people during the war. And now we need their reassurance when we're going to war. I am not done with those Germans. I say we go over there and hit them right now. We hit them right now, and we look at them, and we go, oh, what are you going to do? What, we paid them back? This is it? 6 million Jews and millions of gypsies and Poles and 20 million Russians. 20 million Russians.
But Claudia Schiffer comes from Germany.
Schiffer's from there? Okay.
No, it's not.
They're cool. We're done. We just, oh, Hitler killed himself in his bunker. All right, fellas, we'll go back to work now. That's it? No. I said we just go over there and hit them. You know, we were like, yeah, we weren't sure if you a-holes were going to start acting up again, so we just thought we'd hit you. Oh, you don't like it. Interesting. Oh, you were just minding your own business, and we just came across your border and did a little blitzkrieg on your ass, huh? You didn't like that? Unfair, you say. Unprovoked? Interesting. Well, we're going to hit you one more time. First time we hit you is for World War II, and then we'll hit you sometime in the future again for World War I. We'll go back. All right? Drew, I'm fine with this concept. What's wrong with that? They're paid back. We're done with them. Pussies. We need to listen to those murderers for. I'm some sort of bigot, some sort of xenophobe for mentioning that this country thought it'd be a good idea to try to exterminate a race of people. We're all okay with that now? It was a few years ago. Oh yeah, it's been 55, 60 years. We're cool. It's totally different. Really? That's it? How long is 50 years in the Earth's calendar, Drew? Do you know what I'm saying? That's all forgiven. It's all now. Yeah, 20 millions of Poles, 20 million Russians, 6 million Jews. It's all done with.
Laughing time is over.
Yeah, they make a good car. It's all good. Yeah, enslaved everybody. That's right. Just slave labor in all their camps. That's fine. They're good people. Yeah. Tanya?
Yeah?
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I started listening to your guys' show when I think a little blonde girl by the name of Maggie came on. Was that her name? The blonde, green-eyed, low self-esteem girl?
Yes. You mean earlier?
She actually was high self-esteem.
No.
She had the 5'11 girl.
Why do you think she had high self-esteem?
The one who called the show?
Had unrealistic body image, kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It was. All right, well, what's your point?
Her thing was, why aren't people asking me out? She didn't have a realistic sort of sense of herself.
I completely disagree with it. I think that the advice that you guys gave her just made her even more sad than she was to begin with.
Well, that's possible.
And I think that
she wasn't sad, though.
Well, she was a little sad.
She was confused. She wasn't sad. She didn't say, I'm depressed, I'm sad. She was like, hey, what's up with guys?
I'll go with sad and confused. I'll be fair.
I mean, I think when I listened to her, I thought I heard, you know.
You heard some hurt in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not wanted, and I don't
That's
understand
fine.
What's wrong.
I agree.
And I disagree that you guys think she's heavy. I mean, she's 5'11". I, myself, am 5'5". I weigh 160 pounds, and I have a great body to me. I mean, and to a lot of people around me.
All right, well, then if, and by the way, the great body, we get caught up in what we feel like about ourselves. That's mm-hmm. fine, but it's like saying, I have a used Ford Festiva. I think it's worth $20,000. Yeah, I'm selling it. Here's the deal. The highest you're going to get is $1,300. Do you see what I mean? Doesn't matter what you think. It's good that you feel good about something, but it's what the market will bear. You understand?
At least in my town, the market will bear.
All right.
A lot then.
Yeah, all but right. Tanya, you're
that's
not,
fine.
You don't have.
Fantasy answer.
You don't have the issue that she has.
You're not calling, complaining.
Well,
you can't
right,
get any
I
dates.
Know. I just, especially for you, Drew, it disappointed me on the advice you guys gave her.
Listen,
you're,
Tanya.
You're superimposing yourself
yeah,
on
you,
her.
You
Tanya.
Think you're chubby, so you're calling this show to
well,
feel better
no,
about yourself.
I think I feel good about myself, but I also have had a couple of kids, and I think that for
right.
being the age I am and having the kids I have a great body. But
I know, but like nobody feels okay. Hold on.
But I think that
Tanya, it's not about you. We're not talking about you. Hey, Tanya, wait, stop. Stop, 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 stop,
okay,
stop,
all right,
stop.
Listen,
see, she can't
listen.
Even
nobody feels good about themselves who calls a show to explain why they feel good about themselves.
But neither does anyone address someone else's issue by talking about themselves the entire time.
All right.
It's not about
Tanya.
We'll
take a break. We'll take a break. We'll get back. We'll get with Tanya after that. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. We're going to move on. We're just going to try and get a little clarity on the last call and the problem. Our last caller sort of accused us of being insensitive and picking on the girl's weight.
Or making her feel worse.
Making her feel worse. And if you didn't hear it, there's a caller, one of the first calls of the night. I think that was two calls ago. Because I've been doing a lot of blabbing tonight, Drew.
Yes.
Called and said, I'm 18. I've never had a date, never had a kiss. Can't figure out why the guys aren't asking me out. And I said, well, what do you look like? She said, 5'11", blonde, blue eyes.
Green eyes.
Didn't make sense. I said, how much you weigh? She said, 170. I said, bingo. There you go. You get down a few pounds, you have guys asking you out. She called. She wanted to ask us what the problem was, and I told her what the problem
was. She
was
not saying, I have low self-esteem, I'm depressed. She was saying, I'm confused, and I'm trying to figure this thing out. That's the best we can do. She was like, didn't want to deal with it, but okay. And it was upsetting that guys were that way, but that's sort of what
I told her, and it's too bad that's how guys are. Yep. But if you're calling and you want the answer, and theoretically you want it fixed, you know, I mean, you go to the doctor, you go to the dentist, and you say, you know, my teeth hurt. And they go, well, you need a root canal. You don't go, oh, how dare you? You're making me feel bad.
Right.
It's like, this is what you need.
Here's what troubles me about people that want to call and take issue with us. There's a rule I think we got to make at Loveline. You're not allowed to bring it back to yourself.
Well, those are the only people
If it's an issue pertinent to you, we're hanging up. Because if you want to discuss the abstract issue of that pertinent to that patient, fine, let's discuss it. But if it's about you, then you're distorting. It's all about you, and it's your own narcissistic issues.
Right.
Leave them at home.
Right. I'm 5'5". I'm 160. I think I look really good.
Yeah.
Okay. You think you look good? Fine.
Yeah, fine.
Don't call
That's
the
it.
Show. And I was telling the chick how to get some boys. I mean, James.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Love the show.
Thank you. If there was a blonde girl who was 5'11 and 135, and another blonde girl who was 5'11 170, who would... Who would you rather go out with?
Probably the 135.
There you go, buddy. You're a genius. What's up?
I'm a paraplegic, and I have a lot of spasticity and spasms in my lower extremities. I've kind of used up my oral medication possibilities, and I read some articles about marijuana and tried it. And it does seem to help alleviate the spasms. And I don't think I'm prone to addiction, but I was curious as to what some of the pitfalls would be if I wanted to.
How much would you have to smoke?
Well, speaking of pitfalls, you can get stoned and drive your wheelchair into a pit.
There you go.
Well, that's true. Bum.
That could happen.
How much do you need to smoke to get relief?
I usually just smoke a little bowl on the bong, and that's it.
Once a day?
No, not even once a day. I only do it when I'm feeling particularly like things are going crazy and so forth. So
with
I don't do it every day. I only usually do it in the evening once I'm home.
Now, what kind of, is it the spasms of the legs?
Yeah, my legs and my abdominal area.
They can go kind of wild, get really kind of.
How did you become a paraplegic?
I got an infection in one of my vertebrae.
Wow, you got discitis. And that made you, oof. Wow,
caused by an ant, right?
I'm sorry?
What caused that?
They don't know.
Oh, man.
This guy, boy, did they mess it up? Because they should usually treat that before it goes to paraplegia.
Well, it's a long story, but I had some being treated with steroids for something else, and I think it may have masked the infection. So, And it turned out, I mean, it was osteomyelitis.
Right, well, that's, yeah.
How you doing? You able to work?
Looking for a job right now.
All right, well, there's nothing... So you're using the pot once a week?
Well, I mean, I may use it like 3 days in a row and then not for a month.
Okay.
Right.
I see no problem with that if it really works for you.
Where do you get the pot?
Just got some friends who hooked me up with some people.
Yeah.
Do you get euphoric from it? I mean, are you preoccupied about it, thinking about using it?
No. But, I mean, I do think about it, but I'm not... Like I said, I may go a month without using it at all.
All right, you're fine.
If you're not an addict, and if you're just using it periodically, there should be really no risks at your age.
Yeah.
Maybe risking depression, possibly, if you're stringing together 10, 20 days out of the month, but that's about it.
Hey, James, can you get on some sort of medicinal marijuana list or something?
You know, I brought it up with one of my doctors, and he didn't seem too keen on... working with me.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, 35, you can't be trusted with a joint.
Yeah.
I know. And it's I love every other week when I turn on the news and find out the federal government raided some medicinal pot farm in San Francisco. Really, fellas? That's what you're spending your money on, huh? You're being tough. Hey, tough on drugs.
Ooh, it's an interesting equation, because if you're growing it here, you're not supporting terrorists.
Well, there's a good point. Mm. There's a good point. Yeah, we've all seen the commercials. Yeah. Seen those PSAs. You start buying the weed, and the guy you buy the weed from then gives the money to the kingpin, and the kingpin gives the money to the terrorist. And that's how terrorism is funded. But when somebody decides to grow a little weed on U.S. soil, the federal government comes in and shuts them down.
That supports terrorism, doesn't it?
Seems like it would. I don't know if any of those guys who live in the Bay Area, bisexual guys in their 50s who wear the handmade cardigans who are growing the weed for the people with cancer, you think they're funneling that money to Al-Qaeda, Drew?
No.
And what money, by the way?
Yeah.
People aren't really paying for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like... Not like they're paying $60 for an 1/8 ounce or anything. They're just paying, I don't know, putting the $5 in the kitty and getting themselves a lump of that stuff.
Interesting.
Well, please. I mean, look, I support our government. I'm glad to see us taking care of business. But who are you a-holes kidding with this? And by the way, some state decides it's okay with the citizens of that state. They take a vote. It's fine. Yes, we like... we say it's okay for marijuana to be used in these instances and in these applications, and you guys call the feds out to come close it down.
You know where it's going to be legalized?
I love that.
It's Alaska. To a person, they sold pot up there. I mean, my God.
Not till the feds get up there, Drew. Yeah, they got to make sure we got to make sure that weed's coming through Mexico. Yeah, genius. Jacob?
Yeah, hi.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I just kind of concerned. My girlfriend wants nothing to do with me because just the other night she had an affair against me.
Against you? Affair against you?
Well, she had an affair the other night.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, the guy calls her up and says that he has herpes. He had it for 30 years.
Oh, that's nice.
Now she wants nothing to do with me because she's scared that she'll give it to me. And
let's just examine your use of language here. She had an affair against you, and now... In order to protect you from infection, she wants nothing to do with me.
Right.
You know, what's going on? Are you just angry with her? That's what all that's about?
Wait, and this guy had herpes for 30 years?
He didn't tell her.
Right.
For 30 years.
Tell the next
herpes
day
forever. What, 30. What do you mean?
How old is he?
He's 42.
He got herpes at 12.
When he was 12?
Yeah.
I don't know. He told her he's had it for about 30 years.
Years. I know kids have gotten from, like, Pez dispensers, things like that. It happens, Drew.
Yeah,
And then it wiped down the grip on the big wheel, and then the guy goes to his mouth. It happens.
Of course.
It happens. And well, those wax lips, passing those around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big, big fomites. Be that as it may, Jacob, she's sort of doing you a favor, right? She's not exposing you to possibly herpes until she sees whether she has an outbreak. If she's going to have an outbreak, it'll be within the next couple of weeks. It's possible that she could not have a symptomatic outbreak and still be potentially contagious to you, but not really likely.
How'd you find out she was having the affair?
She told me.
Ooh.
She felt guilty about it because of the herpes, because I wanted to do something with her the other night. Ooh. And she said, I can't, because when she had sex with this guy, he didn't show the symptoms until the next day when he called her up and told her.
Yeah. Do you, why do you think she was stepping out on you?
I've been busy at work.
Let me just say that the fact that he had an outbreak the next day usually means there was a transmission.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
And we gotta talk about Jacob here for a second.
Yeah, yeah. I fluctuate between thinking he's bogus and then thinking he's just detached.
He was busy at work. He doesn't seem to hold much of a grudge against her, except for the part where she had an affair against him.
Oh, he's angry. Oh, yeah.
He should be. Hey, Jacob?
Yes.
So, what do you plan on doing with the relationship?
Well, I'm hoping that we're trying to figure out if there's a way for her to get tested now before she gets symptoms to figure out even if she has it.
No.
If she does,
well, not
maybe
really.
We'll continue on the relationship.
Well, yeah. The next 2 weeks will tell.
Jacob, and you just found this out last night, did you say?
Yeah.
You sound fairly composed and pretty sort of casual about it.
Well, we've been together for 7 years.
Well,
maybe that's why she cheated.
Just still doesn't. That could be an argument for being in worse shape. I mean, if you were together for 6 months.
Have you cheated before on her?
What's that?
Have you cheated before with her? You've cheated.
Yes.
How many times?
Twice.
Oh, she knows about this?
No.
Ooh.
She doesn't?
No.
Well, this is a great relationship. You guys should get married.
Yeah. Have little herpy kids.
No, this relationship. Well, this relationship is over.
Let's just call this thing done, Jacob. Yeah, you guys got together when you were 18. Yeah. You're 25.
Yeah, you didn't.
You're cheating
on
her.
This.
She's cheating on you. No one knows how to end it.
Yeah, you don't even know.
She
that you're
wants
done.
Out too.
Yeah, you don't. You realize that you're out, but your behaviors are telling the tale.
She just break up.
Yeah, but could she contract it if you wasn't showing signs when they had sex?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're not dealing with the herpes. We've got moved past that now and making more global recommendations about this relationship.
Okay.
This thing seems done.
Why don't you just call it done and move on?
Not even so much because she cheated and you're angry, but because you're both cheating. You've been this so long and it's
why
not
do you want to be? You want to be with her for the rest of your life?
You want to get married after all this chaos? This could keep going in your marriage. It'd be horrible.
We don't know. I mean, we just want to figure out if she has it first, and then we'll see where we're going from.
All right. All right.
Whoa,
oh,
Jacob.
She might
wow.
have it. Oh, who cares?
He can't.
Oh, who cares?
Talking to a wall.
How good she was. All he wants to talk about is whether she's got herpes or not. Fine.
All right. Here's what
the
you do.
Whole
you,
part
you
about,
wait until she has symptoms, and they get her checked in 2 weeks.
I know, but your wife has been having an ongoing affair with an old guy. Or not your wife, but your girl of 7 years has been having an affair with an old guy that's apparently been an ongoing thing. You found out last night, essentially 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Now you're calling with a medical question. The people you've called keep bringing up, geez, you've stepped out on her, she stepped out of you, or how do you feel about this? Aren't you angry? Aren't you freaked out? And you just keep going back. He's like a cigar store, isn't
like
he?
Like a robot, yeah.
He's worse than you, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's filled with horsehair. And sawdust. Good. Just good. And all you people that don't want to fixate and don't want to listen and want to live in your own world, fine. Just stay with her for the rest of your life. Fine. And how the hell do we know if she has herpes? Beth?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What is up?
I don't know. I have this horribly irrational fear of people in suits.
Mm-hmm. Like gray flannel suits?
No, like people dressed up as animals and like mascots and
like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Not Mickey Mouse.
Oh, not Mickey Mouse.
Well, okay. Last week I was cheerleading at the state tournament at our school, and there is this person dressed up as a white buffalo for one of the opposing teams.
Colorado State?
I don't buy it.
And no, I'm serious. And he walked by me and I started flipping out and I ran across the room to the other side behind another cheerleader.
Did he have his head on?
Did I what?
Did he have his head on?
Yeah.
Why is he walking around with his head on?
He was a mascot.
I know, but...
Cheering.
Were you cheering in a room?
No, we were cheering at a college.
A competition.
Like, yeah.
You said
it wasn't a competition. It was for a basketball team.
So you were in the gymnasium.
Yeah. Well, no, we were stretching out because our team hadn't started playing yet. And we were stretching out in the hallway, and he came out into the hallway, and he was walking by.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just saw him, and I flipped out, and I screamed, "Oh, my God," and I ran across the room.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was okay, and, like, I started realizing that the same thing happened when I was at Disneyland 2 years earlier.
With who?
With my family.
No, which character?
Oh, a wolf. A guy dressed up as a wolf.
A wolf? You mean the fox from Pinocchio?
Yeah, that's what somebody else said. I don't know. But with the wolf, I started, like, attacking him.
Yes, the fox.
Yeah, wolf
fox. Wait a minute.
Whatever it is, I started attacking him.
Well, how old were you? How old were you when you started attacking him?
I was 14 when that happened.
No.
Yes.
And you had to be dragged off the fox from Pinocchio?
No, he just ran away from me.
Uh-huh.
And then with the buffalo, it turned around and it walked away, and then it came back. Mm-hmm. And it thought I was joking around when I kept saying to leave me alone, and it started walking towards me, and I just started crying.
Yeah.
And then the next day, we were cheerleading again for another game, and the mascot this time was a goat. And one of the other cheerleaders thought that I was joking still about, like, the fear.
All right, I have a theory.
Okay, what is it?
You were raped by the San Diego chicken. Yes?
I don't really think that's it.
No?
No.
How about the Philadelphia Fanatic?
No, don't think that's it.
It's just some specific phobia. Do you remember a specific terror event around these kinds of things?
No, not at all. My mom, I talked to her about it, too, because I just have no idea where this came from and why I get so just obsessive and I have no time breathing.
I understand it's freaky, but if I was down on the grounds doing some stretches, a guy walked by in a buffalo outfit, I might be a little weird.
And any recurrent nightmares or anything as a kid?
Not that I can remember at all.
All right. It's just a specific phobia. You're okay otherwise? Everything's going okay?
Well, yeah? Yeah, I think so.
Sure? Are you going to high school?
Yeah.
Cheerleading?
You a senior?
No, I'm a junior.
All right. What's up with the crazy mascots?
I have no idea. I just, whenever I see them, I just start crying. And
I know, but how many... I played 3 years of football in high school. I only saw a couple of mascots.
I live in Oregon. We have stupid mascots here. I don't know.
And what's with the goat school?
I don't know. It's just they're the goats. They are the billy goats.
I think of the ducks, the beavers. It's all animals up there.
Name of the team's the billy goats?
It's the Pleasant Hill Billy Goats.
Pleasant Hill Billy Goats. Get
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Isn't that racist somehow? Shouldn't white people get a... I've been searching for a mascot the white guys can try to shut down, and I think I may have found it. The Hillbilly Goats.
Pleasant Hillbilly.
All right. Well, they're from Pleasant Hill, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Beth,
all right.
You're fine. Relax. This will probably pass, I bet you.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah, just relax. Relax.
Their school makes fun of me for it.
Yeah. Well, that'll help you get over it, I'm afraid.
They should, by the way. If I had any friend that was freaked out by a mascot, I'd never let him forget it.
Yeah.
I don't know. The big heads where they're looking through the mouth. I can see it being a little freaky.
And you imagine a kid, they have some sort of impressionable terror reaction to something at Disneyland or something, and then it just kind of resurfaces later.
Yeah, but she was 14.
Yeah, but it's sort of a post-traumatic stress reaction.
And she attacked the Pinocchio fox?
Yeah. Were there any other wolves at Disneyland? There's a Beauty and the Beast. Maybe it was the Beast.
No. There has got to be another Disney wolf, though.
That's what I'm thinking.
You got kids, Drew. Plus, you go to Disneyland every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it? And Pinocchio, it's a fox?
Yeah.
It's not a wolf.
Hi, diddly-dee.
No, wait a minute. That's Pirates of the Caribbean, isn't it?
No, that's yo-ho, yo-ho.
Sounds almost the same to me. Nicole?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
How's it going, guys?
I'm good.
Are you sad?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. I'm kind of tired, though.
Okay.
Last week, I found out that I'm pregnant.
Yeah?
And my doctor told me that I conceived around the 19th of February, maybe earlier because I wasn't quite sure of the date of my last period.
Okay.
I'm a little bit worried about the things that I've done prior to finding out that I'm pregnant.
Okay.
My first concern was on the 22nd of February.
3 days after conception, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I went out with my cousins one night, and I tripped on shrooms.
Okay.
For the first time.
All right. Not good, fine. But all right.
And I was wondering if what effects that would have.
Probably impossible to predict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah. Hard to tell, though. Right?
I was so worried about that.
Well, it's worth being concerned about, but yeah. No one knows what the reaction.
I mean, it's not like you're around someone who was smoking a cigarette.
Because the kid will have no enamel on his teeth, you know. Just prove that.
Yeah.
New England Journal last week.
Yeah.
All right. What else, Nicole? What was the other thing?
Also, before finding out, maybe about 2-3 weeks, I had done cocaine. I'd say maybe a total of like 5 lines, not all at the same time.
That's probably a little more of an issue, but again, a single exposure, not likely to have long-term effects.
17-year-old pregnant chick can't do a little blow, Drew. I don't know if I want to live in that country. Yeah. More importantly, what's up with your voice?
No, you know what? That's not an abuse voice, I bet you.
No, but there's something to it.
I bet she's like 4'11" or something.
No, actually, I'm like 5'8".
Yeah. You sound like a 3-year-old, but you don't doesn't feel like a 3-year-old.
I'm not feeling the abuse, but I'm hearing that voice.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit tired, I guess.
Were you traumatized growing up? Something?
No.
No, I don't get it at all. I definitely got the voice, but not the feeling.
Well, I got the voice, and I didn't say anything, and then it's like I'm pregnant, I've been doing some blowing some shrooms, and I thought, maybe there's some chaos here. It's got to be a little something.
Yeah, but not the big time stuff. Not what that voice would dictate.
So what happened? Everything good? I mean, why are you pregnant so early, and what's with the coke?
Mushrooms and blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going to pass judgment.
Well, I had done the coke pretty much like I was hoping it would help me try to get some of my things done, try to stay up a little bit so I could get some schoolwork done.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth.
Well, how are you doing in school?
Pretty good right now. I'm trying to. Last semester I didn't do too well, but this semester I'm trying to pick it up. I have mostly A's.
All right.
Hey, Nicole, any medical conditions or anything otherwise?
No, not that I know.
Okay.
Do your parents know you're pregnant?
Yes.
Are they together?
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
And
they're
going to help you?
Yeah.
Who's the father?
I think it's this guy named Ambrose.
You think?
Yeah.
How many potentials are there here?
Just two.
Hmm.
But I'm pretty sure it's.
It's a little chaos here, Drew.
What is this?
I don't know. Let me just do a quick check here.
Yeah, all right.
Your parents are still together?
Yes.
Anyone an alcoholic?
No.
No physical abuse?
No.
No sexual abuse?
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
13.
How old was the guy?
14 or 15.
14, all
right. Dad's not an alcoholic, huh?
No.
What's he do?
He delivers. Like car parts and parts like that.
He delivers car parts.
I believe something like that.
He's
been in two different jobs. I'm not quite sure.
What's your mom do?
She's like an accountant.
All right.
Payroll.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a brother and a sister, both younger.
Everything okay between you and them?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You see?
What about giving the kid up for adoption?
I've thought about it, but I think I'm going to keep it, take responsibility for it.
I know. It'd be nice if you could.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't foresee that.
Yeah, how about the guys?
The guy?
Did you let them off the hook? Him?
I actually haven't told him. My mom would prefer if I didn't. And I'm not quite sure I was going to ask
That's where you know what this is? Super protected. Ultra spoiled. Right?
Well,
is that you?
The lavish lifestyle her father who delivers the auto parts provides for her.
I don't mean spoiled that way. I mean
toilets
kept
gold.
Kept a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not let to develop her own.
What's your nationality?
Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
But your parents are all over you, right? Not intruding into you, but they cherish
what's
you.
Up, and
everything you do is right, right?
The past couple years, no. I've actually been, like, more of the child that's kind of the out.
Mm. All right. Look, I'd have... You know, well, first off, you should have said you're Mexican at the beginning.
Well, you couldn't tell that?
I had a feeling something, but 17, that's an old maid.
Mm.
Let me tell you something about the Mexicans. They got two things. They either got the parents that won't let them outside of the house and are super intrusive and protective, or they put them out in the streets to hook when they're 11. What well, is it with the Mexicans?
Certain one of the Hispanic groups, the girls want to get pregnant by 15. They're sort of encouraged.
Yeah.
This is kind of that. This is
17. We're not going to tell not going to tell the dad. We'll raise a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't like? I don't like this. I don't like when we talk to these people. And they're like, nope, I got to take responsibility for it. It's like, okay, you stay home and collect welfare.
Yeah.
And then I buy you food stamps. That's you taking responsibility for it? I'm fine with everyone taking responsibility for it, but that means everything. And I'm not sure how you're going to, you got no man around. How is it you're going to financially support yourself if you're not working and you have no income
That's
coming
mom
in?
Mom and dad.
Dad delivers car parts. He drops alternators off at the Chief Auto Parts. Is that enough money for everybody? Mm. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Like a good guitar lick. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. So, you know, it's funny. I was doing this Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. Was doing a little race training last few weekends out in the Mojave Desert out here at Willow Springs. And Buzz Aldrin's one of the guys. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin. Buzz got to be in his early 70s. Nice guy. Trying to recruit him to go on Jimmy's show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, the thing that's funny I realize about the old guys is, first off, they never heard anything. They've never heard anything. And they always sort of err on the side of disappointing and no. It's sort of like your parents' friends.
Mm.
Huh? What is that? You know, they don't do it. And then they err. You know, They go insulting with it. Like, I'm like, Buzz, my buddy Jimmy Kimmel's old partners, he's got himself a TV show. It's on ABC. It's a network show. It's basically competition. It's Leno and Letterman. It's doing real well in the ratings, and they'd love to have you on as a guest. This is a radio show? It's like, why do you got to go insult? You know, they always got to go lower. Like, somehow it's you're doing this, or some friend of yours is doing this. It's got to be something. What is this? One of those? What is it? Junior college radio? Is this for a class? It's like, no, this it's a regular network TV show. So it's on TV. Yeah. When's it on now? It's on at midnight. Where in relation to Nightline is that? It's on afterward. And who hosts this show? Jimmy Kimmel. Jim Kimball. Don't believe I know that name. No, it's Jimmy Kimmel. Kimball. Well, all right. But the thing that's funny, I realize, is old guys, especially if you're in Buzz's position, you've had an ass full of learning. You're done. You don't need to memorize any new names.
Right.
And here's the thing. Here's it's like computer spell check.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kimball and you got Connell. And it better fall. It's one or the other.
Yeah,
you can't make your own name up.
You round up or down.
It's not going to be a new name. No new names. I'm 72. I've been to the moon. I need no new names. So my computer, my geezer spell check says, you say Kimball, that registers, that's Kimball. Because I was in the service with a guy named Kimball. That's it. It's now Kimball. It's not going to work.
And then because it's Buzz Aldrin, now you start saying, okay, you're buying in. Now you start calling him Kimball too.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just to support him.
People keep calling him Kimball. Really, people should just start calling him Kimball.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I told Buzz there's a famous Admiral Kimmel that was in the hell am I thinking of? Not Battle of the Bulge over there. Not Midway. Pearl Harbor. And it didn't ring a bell with him. He was like, well, that guy's before my time. It's like, okay, old timer. I was just trying to connect with you. Come on. All right. So try to get Buzz on there. Maybe get Buzz on here, too, but it might be a tough sell.
That'd be interesting.
No. Anastasia?
Yes.
You're 24?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay, here's the deal. Okay, me and my ex-boyfriend broke up maybe like 3-4 months ago, right? And then we just started hanging out again. And we've had sex, and he's telling me that he want to be with me. He just doesn't want the drama, and then he's making me feel like I'm on the top of the world, like, sometimes, and then, like, sometimes he doesn't even want to talk to me.
All right, hold on. Wait, wait. He is having sex with you?
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to have a relationship?
Well, he tells me that he wants to, but he doesn't want the drama, and I think deep down inside he does, but he's just...
All right. Does he or does he, does he or does he not want to get into a relationship?
I don't know. He's not really a friend.
All right, he doesn't.
He just wants to have sex.
And listen, ladies and gents, what your partner wants deep down inside is of no consequence to you.
Right. The action is the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, the guy's really a good guy. He killed a couple of his wives and a few of his friends.
But deep down inside, he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, my feeling is, well, we got it. We got to kill him anyway.
No, but listen.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, but I'm just wondering, like, no, he says that we don't even have to have sex. He just want to hang out.
Yeah, that's.
But
that's,
yet, every time you have, deep down inside, he wants to hang out.
No, we've only done it twice since we started hanging out. Like,
how long have you been hanging out?
3 weeks.
3 weeks you've been hanging out, and you have sex twice. How many times have you hung? How many times you hung out with him?
I don't know.
Three
maybe
times.
Like, no.
Two and a half.
No, like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 times.
All right.
And is it the fact that, did you start freaking out on him? Is that why you stopped having sex?
No, we just hang out sometimes.
All right. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's all the chaos that he's talking about?
What's the drama?
Okay, Greek girls are drama, and I admit that because I see it. But, like, I used to always start to pick fights with him because I just wanted to see how much he cared about me.
Oh, that's a great way to do that, Anastasia. No. That's a genius and a healthy way to maneuver yourself.
Right.
But listen, did you start having a fight with him about him continuing to have sex with you?
No, I was fine with that. But I just want to know, like, you know, if you, I don't know if I should just, like, keep, like, keeping my mouth shut and just go along with this until he's ready to have a relationship.
Okay, well, listen.
I talked to his best friend. And his,
all right.
This may be how he's sort of controlling her chaos. You know, he may be saying, hey, you know, I don't know if I want a relationship. If you have any more drama, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and I'm starting to turn the corner here because I realize Anastasia's a royal pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So he might be inching back in, but in a way that's sort of manipulative.
Okay, so here's what Anastasia can do, and let's see if we can agree on a plan of action for her. She can not be chaotic and weird and drive him away.
And she try to just have a real relationship.
She can also not have sex with him until he commits to her.
Yes, those are two things that would be good.
And then those are my two requests, and then see where things how things
versus,
play out.
Versus just forget it.
Yeah, or just forget it.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want this thing to work, don't ride him and don't ride him.
Yeah. No sex, no chaos.
Joe?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been bulimic for about a year.
Wow.
And,
you're gay.
Drew, please.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gay?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
No, actually, I'm married and I have a little girl.
All right. Were you bulimic as a young man?
No.
This just came up a year ago?
Yeah.
Anything else? Any body image stuff? Or were you working out or taking steroids or anything like that?
No, I was, working out and things like that, but not at the time when everything started. It was progressive. I can't even nail down a date of when it started. It just.
How often do you vomit?
Now.
Sure.
At least 3 to 4 times a day.
So, pretty much after every meal.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much.
And I mean, it's very unusual.
Yeah.
I'm having some really bad side effects and stuff from it now. I'm just starting to notice.
Well, you can get very, very. You can die from this, obviously, but. It's interesting. They've recently been reporting middle-aged women manifesting their first episodes of bulimia. I've not seen any reports of men and, you know, adult men. It usually starts in adolescence.
Are you emaciated?
No.
Bulimics are usually not.
I've lost 20 pounds since November.
Yeah, well, I
think that means that I've gotten better at it. I don't know.
Bulimics aren't, but anorexics are.
Anorexics are thin. Yeah.
Now, what do the anorexics do? They throw up too, though, don't
Sometimes
they?
Sometimes it's bulimia, anorexia. There can be both.
Well, what's the bulimia mean?
Bulimia is binging
I don't even
and purging.
Really binge anymore.
Right. What's that?
I don't even really binge anymore.
It's Wait, just, you're still just throwing up? Well, how much do you weigh?
194.
That's what I weigh. How tall are you?
5'6".
That's fine.
So I'm not huge, but I'm definitely a lot more than I want to weigh. It's It's not about the weight, though.
Yeah, what's going
how
on?
How is it that you keep the weight on, though, if you throw up after every single meal?
They binge, too.
So you just take in so many calories, you can't put them all out? But he said he's not binging.
So much.
Yeah.
So okay, you working out?
Like, maybe a couple times a week I'll actually binge, but no, I'm not working out right now.
Now, what do you do when you binge?
What do you mean?
What do you eat?
What do you do?
Like a whole box of macaroni and cheese.
Well, hell. Drew does that staying on his head.
I didn't know that was a binge.
Drink a lot of water and then throw up.
All right.
Hold on. You can't count a box of macaroni and cheese as a binge. I tried to do that on Sunday, and then I found bugs in it.
Oh.
Damn bugs.
Ants?
I put some chalk around my mouth.
But, Joe, what is this all about?
Different bugs. What the hell is going on? Don't they know I'm a millionaire?
What is this all about, then? You were going to tell us what it's all about.
I think it's about control, because every time I get up, if I get upset or I'm afraid of things or stuff like that, then I get upset.
Yeah, well, it's pretty complicated, but yeah, there's issues always of that. So what do you want to do here?
I think I'm ready to stop, but I'm not really sure how. I tried going cold turkey, and it's like I get really, really bad heartburn and stuff like that now.
Mm. You get heartburn from not throwing up?
Right.
No? It's psychological drill?
Really, no. I mean, it's probably esophageal spasm or something. But
I get really bad hiccups and stuff, too, after I eat.
Yeah, boy.
It's trying to come back up.
Yeah. All right, so what's you need to do, Drew?
You need to get treatment, Joe. It's like any other compulsive or addictive behavior. It's not likely to stop on its own. I think it'd be reasonable to get some individual psychotherapy and see if somebody... I don't know that you necessarily need to go into an organized eating disorder program, though that would be optimal. If you've got a life-threatening problem here, you got to take it seriously. You got a child now. Let's deal with it.
I haven't thrown up in a while.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yeah, I never get sick. I mean, I throw up because of booze, you know.
Yeah.
But it's probably been about 35, 40 times in my life. I've probably blew some chow. It's probably been a year and a half, a couple of years. Doing pretty good for myself, huh?
That one illness I had, remember when I was out about 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That started with vomiting.
Really? Yeah. I didn't get sick. Take a little break. When we come back, we're going to speak to this poor Christine over here. What about Heidi?
Yeah.
Heidi? She's 27-year-old girl pal, would rather sleep with her than current boyfriend, wants to know what to do. Maybe we'll get a good lesbian story after this. Yeah. My song. Let's listen a little more of this song.
Who is it?
This is the All-American Rejects. Yeah, let's just listen to a little of this. I'm tired of talking. Is it going to go away or is it going to keep going? I like this band.
Victoria Silvstedt, Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Greg Proops, Thursday?
Yeah. Oh, it's just on a loop. It just keeps repeating, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Still a good riff.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. They cut to the guitar part. All right. I thought the lyrics were coming. I love that song. Heidi?
Yeah.
You're 23?
I'm 23.
What's going on?
Okay, so the inner vision about her wanting to sleep with me is wrong.
All right, just tell us your story. What's the deal?
Okay, so the deal is my freshman year of high school, I was totally in love with this guy, but he would not even acknowledge my existence.
Mm. Did he know you were into him?
Huh?
Did he know that you were into him?
I think so.
All right.
And then when I turned 22, I'd been with a guy for 4 years, had a kid, the whole nine yards. And I was working here in Albertsons in Boise, Idaho, and I had left my ex, and he was a total asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, left him, and this guy approaches me, and he's like, "Hey, I know you from somewhere." I was like, "No, you don't." And he's like, "Yes, I do." And we realized we knew each other from high school, and it was the same guy I was in love with my whole freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we started dating, and we dated for like 3 or 4 months, and we both decided it wasn't a good thing because he had 2 kids with an ex-wife. He's the same age as I was. I had 1 child with an ex-husband, same age as him, of course. And then we kind of just got the whole friends with benefits thing going on. When I was 23, I moved to Oregon for 8 months, and then I just recently moved back to Idaho, and we hooked up again. And now he's all, I actually ran into his ex-wife at the bar, and she's all, you need to call him, he doesn't know how to get a hold of you, whatever. And so
the ex-wife is setting you up with him?
Yeah.
Right.
At the bar. Yeah. She gives me his number. I try to call him. I leave a message.
Does she work at the bar or something?
No.
You said, no, like, at the bar.
Accidentally run into him. Small world, what can I say?
All right.
And she's all, you need to call him. He's head over heels for you.
Is the mom's bar as well? The mom's going to town. Mom's without dad's, without husband's bar.
Yeah.
And but the only problem is in the 8 months that I was gone, she lost her job, moved back to the town they grew up in.
Who? The ex-wife?
Ex-wife, yeah. And his kids were too far away from him, so he moved her in with him.
All right, I can see that.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, so it can't be that great a relationship. She can't be actually with him because she's setting you up with him.
I know. I've realized this much. I mean, he tells me straightforward that he does not want to be with her.
All right, what's your question?
My question is, what the hell do I do?
Start the relationship.
We give it our blessing.
What?
He's not really with her. They just sort of have a relationship of convenience for the kids.
But what do? I mean, the last 2 years of my life, I've spent this on and off thing with him, and I have no clue how to deal with it. Cool. I mean,
Is he expressing interest in you?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, let him move the relationship along. You don't have to drag your feet, but you sit and steer and let him push the car.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
All right. Let him prove it. Let him prove it to you.
Yeah, that he's not doing anything with his ex-wife.
No, I mean, let him. No, I don't think he's doing anything with his ex-wife.
I don't either.
No, let him prove it to you that he wants this relationship and that he's serious about it.
I know he doesn't want anything to do with her, but still.
No, with you.
Shut up.
Okay.
And listen to me.
With you.
The ex-wife part, we're okay with. Okay? She tried.
I am too.
Shut up. No, that's, what do you mean you're okay too? That's why you're calling us. We're all right with that because the ex-wife tried to set you up with him.
Yep.
We understand that. Things happened financially. She had to move in. Fine. Maybe they're trying to look after the kids.
Right.
Fine.
Right.
I'm saying...
I actually loaned them $500 so they could keep their house so he could move back in with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's not why you called, remember?
No, exactly.
I know. Shut up and listen to me. You're worried about him. He's a little flaky. He wasn't so good last time, you guys. You guys agreed on friends with benefits, but that was his idea.
Right.
Okay, you're a little worried he's going to step out and get a little flaky again, even though he seems to be into it now. So, I'm telling you, don't completely trust him this time. Let him prove it. Let him take care of you. Let him call you. Let him pick you up. Let him pay for the meal.
Yeah,
all right?
Reasonable.
Let him prove it, okay?
Okay.
But for
all
you
right, baby doll.
Move ahead.
No more kids with this idiot. Oh, I know you don't have any with him yet, but you're liable to. All right. Boy, everyone just kind of floating through life, cranking them kids out, and just sort of seeing where the wind blows them. That's everyone's plan. I'll belt out a few kids at 18 or 19, and then I'll... maybe I keep my job, maybe I don't. Maybe I move to Idaho, maybe I move to Oregon. Get myself a job over at Albertsons, do a little bagging. Hook up with some guy I went to high school with, see how that goes. A little friends with benefits, and then it's back to Oregon again. Really? This everyone's plan? Just... crank out a few kids and just blow around like leaves in some retarded schoolyard? What? Now, here's what I say, Drew.
Yeah, what do you say, Adam?
I say that means you're stupid, and no one else will back me up on this. Yeah, thank you.
I'll back you up.
Isn't that? Is that? Okay, let me ask you this.
That's a stupid thing.
Is that what a smart person does?
That's a stupid thing.
Because I'm going to do some negative math here in a second. I'm that smart that I can do that.
Yeah.
Just, here's the plan.
But it's stupid, the plan, but it's driven by sort of emotional material, you know?
Okay, but is the plan for 90% of this country no plan?
Apparently.
Does that seem to be what the prevailing plan is, not having a plan?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Knock out some kids, see if I can hold down a job. Hey, if I get along with the old lady, great. If not, I'll hook up with someone else, maybe crank out a few kids with them and see how that goes. Mm. Then sort of bounce around from gig to gig, see what I can do. I can drop the kids back off with the parents or the in-laws. They can hang there for a while. I'll bounce around, eventually pass through Florida, see what I can do.
That's the guys. The men do
that.
Yeah,
maybe I'll get married again, yeah. See how that goes, grab some stepkids. And we'll just have this sort of round-robin thing where everyone raises everyone else's kids. Yeah, I'm raising a couple kids over here in Florida. They're not mine.
Yeah.
But to be fair, there's some guy back in Idaho who's raising my kids. Well, just moving around.
It takes a village, Adam.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I usually make fun of the blacks because their aunts raise them.
Yeah.
And I believe there's some sort of aunt relocation program where the kids are just raised by everyone's aunts. You have your kid, you give it to your aunt,
yeah.
and then you raise her kids, yeah. If she's your sister and all that. But the white guys are even worse now. We're all just step families now.
Yeah.
Then someone goes and raises your kids, and I'll go raise someone else's kids.
Good times.
Fantastic. Enjoy the song that we know it's not you too.
Well, there we go.
You know what's funny though is I was watching them at Acoustic Christmas. I was in the pit.
Right.
Who is it?
It's Coldplay, and yeah. They started playing this song, and I'm like, why the hell are they doing a cover of a brand new U2 song? And then it occurred to me.
Why did we both think this was a U2 song?
Because it sounds just like U2.
Yeah. except for you like it, so you know it's not U2.
It's good because it's not them though.
Yeah. Nothing worse when something sounds like a U2 song or a Red Hot Chili Pepper song, and you go, oh, man, song sounds good, but, yeah, I can't stand those bands. Yeah. All right.
There we go.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Now, listen.
Hey, it's the
listen, listen, listen.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.